Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audio book about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, our story is from Bruce Flo, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Ways to Break Up with Your Hairdresser When You and Your Hair Need to Move On. There is a German idiom, Alles hat ein Ende, nur die Wurst hat zwei. Literally translated, it means, everything has one end, only a sausage has two ends. What it really says is that everything comes to an end. My relationship with Herbert has come to an end. Herbert was a short and stocky man in his 60s. His 6-inch white braided beard underlined his creative quirkiness. It was a pleasure watching his reflection as he floated around with artistic purpose around his little studio. He danced and pranced with scissors and razors. His art is a balanced blend of old guard experience and his constant outstretched for expression. Herbert was my hairdresser. Herbert the coiffeur kept me looking fresh for the ladies when I go on dates. His handiwork gave me a boost of superficial confidence. As we got more acquainted, our conversations deepened. At our appointments, Herbert started pouring out his personal views of how the world works. He would ramble on about how broken everything was. His work deteriorated. My haircut started to look more like generic off-the-mill templates. I was okay with listening to him, but not at the expense of my money, and certainly not at the expense of a suave haircut. I explained repeatedly that I didn't want to talk about the cynical stuff, but it was to no avail. It was time to do the unthinkable. It was time to break up with Herbert, my dear barber. Perhaps you too would like to break up with your hairdresser. Reasons why you might want to break up. Your hairstyle taste took a drastic turn. You are moving away. The quality of the haircut is deteriorating. Your hairdresser annoys the heck out of you. It's hard to break up. It is easier to feel obligated to stay on and tolerate a hairdressing relationship. But deep down, you know what you have to do. You and your hair deserve to be free and happy. There are many ways to do the deed. Have some fun with the breakup. Life is serious enough as it is. Option number one, via text. If you have the hairdresser's phone number, texting a Dear John letter is one of the more humane of breakup options. I recommend the following concise text structure for directness and brevity. Greeting. Something endearing along the lines of Dear Herbert. Preamble. Indicate you a heavy heart. Going in for the kill. Mention the reasons you are leaving. Soft redraw. Express genuine gratitude for the coiffure's work. Sign off. Fluff it up. My hair and heart are forever yours. Pro tip. Throw in some emojis to lighten the mood. Add hair-related emojis for bonus points. Option number two, face-to-face. Bidding our hairdressers adieu in person is akin to going onto the battlefield as a samurai. It requires resolute balls of steel. For this approach, a delicate balance is required. Being overtly nonchalant might cause you to appear an unappreciative asshole for their artistic labor. On the hand, you also don't be an emotional wreck who weeps uncontrollably. Staying calm and composed is key. The aim is to deliver the coup de grace in one swift, painless blow. After that, scurry away like a mouse to avoid unpredictable drama from either side. Pro tip. Letting your coiffure down face-to-face is best done after the haircut. This eliminates the risk of getting a revenge haircut that might make you look like a pop star from the 90s. Option number three, over the phone. As opposed to an intimate romance, ending your relationship with a coiffure is perfectly acceptable. According to my standards anyway, but what do I know? Dial your hairdresser's number. except for this time, it is not to make an appointment, but to dump them. If you roughly know the hairdresser's schedule, call them at a time when they are not swamped with customers. Use the tonality of your voice to keep the vibe light and breezy. To have a more laid-back voice, talk while standing up instead of sitting down. Try relaxing your shoulders. You could be honest about the reasons why you're leaving your coiffure. Or you could blatantly lie. Lying on the phone is way easier than in person because you do not have to keep a straight face. You could say that your new chosen life as a Shaolin Kung Fu monk does not require you to have hair. Or that you are now a Jamaican street gang enforcer. Everyone knows that having dreadlocks is a professional job requirement. Pro tip, if you decide to go with a ludicrous lie, hide or scamper away if you bump into them in town to avoid awkwardness. Option number 4, ghosting. For those who are lucky enough to not know what ghosting means, let us take a look at the definition on Wikipedia. Ghosting is breaking off a relationship, often an intimate relationship, by ceasing all communication and contact with a former partner without any apparent warning or justification, as well as ignoring the former partner's attempts to reach out or communicate. It is the most cowardly way to cop out of a hairdressing relationship. This approach is simple, but not easy. You literally do not need to do anything to actively communicate the breakup to your hairdresser. The real work is to endure the self-loathing of being a cold-blooded, heartless douchebag. Weigh on your conscience and soul, it will. Pro tip. Perform a random act of kindness after the ghosting. For example, adopting a clowder of kittens or saving babies from burning fires. The generosity will hopefully provide a soothing balm to your feeling of douchiness. Pro tip number 2. If you want to break up any intimate relationships, do not ghost the other person. It is a terrible and cruel idea. Conclusion. As time went by, I totally forgot to break up with Herbert. I guess it means I accidentally ghosted him. We do text each other once in a while. My hair is now taken care of by Mona. Mona is consistently professional and easygoing. She also keeps conversations to a minimum the way I like it. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.